There you go. Oscar-winning song, Falling Slowly. And one of our next guests hopes to be a Grammy-winning songwriter. Yeah, and singer. Moya, good afternoon. And Moya's here with Michael Benson, who's a Wexford local and a cameraman. And the two of them are working over the coming days in the National Heritage Park, shooting a music video for Moya. And Michael, you sent us an email.
I did.
You reckon this is a good news story?
Well, I thought it was certainly an interesting story. The fact that I met Moya at all was simply because I ventured onto the TikTok world last October. Moya had a series of conversational videos about life experiences that I found interesting. Subsequent to that, she put a general call out on the Scotland and Ireland Film Network looking for a director of photography to shoot the video that we have planned to roll on tomorrow.
Right.
I emailed, we got in touch, I sent some showreel material, and what has ensued is what we have arrived at today.
It's a big production.
Yeah. Yes.
How many people are working on it?
We have a crew of about, I would say, 10 to 12, but then we have about 25 cast total.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's in the National Heritage Park.
Yes.
So it has a medieval theme.
Yes. We're going way back in time for this one.
And it's called Dodging Bullets.
It is.
Were there bullets around back then? Or?
No bullets back then. But there is a lyric that says, feels like a knife, push it through me. And so that's sort of where the imagery of like medieval sword fighting came into play.
Right.
Yeah.
I've seen some of your other videos. And because you are a director yourself, you mm-hmm. put a lot of thought and effort into your videos, which is music videos I thought were nearly, extinct, like the dodo.
Yes, yeah, they kind of have been, and I'm a really big believer in music videos. I'm trying to bring them back
right.
Because I think they're so important for the visual storytelling part of a musician. It's like, yes, I'm telling a story with my music and my lyrics, but the visual is just as important.
Hey, so you have an album out in, when, the autumn? The fall, as you call it?
August 15th.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm feeling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you think this could be Grammy material?
I think so, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, in the alternative genre, I definitely think so. Yeah.
Right. And this TikTok thing that Michael was talking about,
mm-hmm.
so you were talking about the breakup of a relationship.
I was, yes.
Will you explain to me why you would do that?
Why would she do such a thing?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
It's sort of an interesting situation. My ex is a sort of niche famous actor.
Right.
And so I, being an indie musician, indie filmmaker, while we were together, there was sort of this dynamic of how he was a bigger celebrity and I was sort of this unknown person. And the breakup was quite foul and I was heartbroken over it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk about this because I feel like it's my right to do so. And so I shared the experience because I felt like it would resonate with other people. And it ended up resonating with other people. I think overall the story time got like 12 million plays.
Right.
So yeah, it just kind of felt like,
you poured your heart out.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No stone left unturned.
Not a single one.
No.
No, I was not going for subtle.
And how did he react?
He blocked me.
Did he? Right.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt like a good tag back,
Right. Yeah, he didn't come out with his version of events.
No, but I'm still waiting, you know?
Because remember back in the, you might remember that, Michael, back in the 80s, 90s, when somebody released a song, then there'd be a song released, the sort of the reply.
Right,
call
right.
Call and response sort of thing.
Yeah, we were hoping for it because
yeah.
he's really good friends with Logic. So we were like, maybe we'll get a diss track back, but yeah. nothing yet.
And was it therapeutic?
Yeah, it really was because during our relationship, like, he didn't want anybody to know that we were together, and I very much like respected that. And then when the breakup was so horrible, I was like, well, I think I have something to say here.
Right. Wanted to hear what you had to say.
Yeah, I guess so, it turns out.
Yeah. No regrets.
Not a single one.
Right.
Yeah.
So why Ireland then? Why Scotland or Ireland? And you've eventually, obviously, because you're here, chosen Ireland.
Yes. So when I wrote the song, I had the visual for it. I knew that I wanted it to be this sort of medieval themed music video. And I immediately thought, okay, where was Game of Thrones shot? So I started Googling around. And I think it was just quite serendipitous. Like I had emailed a bunch of different people, would tell them the concept, and they just thought it was too big. They're like, there's absolutely no way we can do this. Or they wouldn't respond or wouldn't get back to me. And, my heritage line is from Ireland, and it just comes to find out.
What's the connection with Ireland?
My mom's mom is a Finnan.
Aha.
Yeah.
Do you know where from?
I don't know where from, but I know I got my freckles from there.
Yes, so you could pass for an Irish Colleen.
Yes, yes. But yeah, and so serendipitously, when I was looking for crew, Michael knew who I was. And I was like, you know me?
Because he'd seen the TikTok thing, because he's a fascination with girls giving out about their exes.
You're playing fast and loose with fascination, but let's go with that. Let's go with that.
Something like that. Yeah, so Ireland welcomed me and I welcomed Ireland. I was like, let's do this.
Right. Yeah. And the fact that it's in your lineage, that's important as well.
I think so.
So you're shooting two videos. You're shooting Dodge of Bullets in the National Heritage Park, and then you're shooting another one called Glitter. Where are you shooting that?
That's going to be at the Ballyrain Estate, also in Wexford.
Right. And what's the theme of that?
That one is like a Bonnie and Clyde type video. Yeah. So me and my counterpart, the video opens with us running and we have duffel bags and money. It's like we just robbed a bank. And so we're hiding out at the estate, sort of waiting to be caught. So it's sort of like the clock is ticking.
Like Grammy ambitions. That's big, isn't it?
Yeah, it is quite big. I think you have to dream big in life, you know, like there's no harm in doing it. And I think, you know, if you believe in something hard enough and you know it's good enough, then why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're from a different generation. How do you feel, Michael? Because I think you're of a generation where you're going, I might achieve something.
Yeah, we're of a similar ilk, kind of.
Yeah.
Look, I think, you know, Maya's life experience is the Southeast's gain, really. Had that not have happened, she wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be doing this. But it's testament, I think, as well to the growing industry in Ireland with regard to film. The Southeast is making a name for itself. Screen Wexford last week were in Cannes, only back from there, having been nominated as a finalist for an Emerging Locations.
Right.
So it's all good. And I'm an advocate.
Hold on.
Sorry, no.
So there's a category called Emerging Locations.
Yeah, and they were finalists in it, yeah. I mean, we had small things like these shot there, Saving Private Ryan and the Shin with the Callback. But look, for me, it's about the promotion of local skill sets, local talent, and, you know, predominantly it's local-based crew that are involved in this and background actors. And that, to me, is what's important.
And it is exciting, and it's good for the local economy as well.
Oh, absolutely. And creatively, you know, you have to feel that you can work with the person. And certainly when we spoke, I felt that dynamically, I think we can create something good.
Yeah, and you've told Maya that the weather is always like this.
Always. Well, we arranged it especially for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So when will we see the video shot in the National Heritage Park?
Yes, so it's aimed to be released. So the song is going to be out June 13th and hoping to have the video out June 13th as well. Friday the 13th, it's coming up.
Right. Are there stunt people involved?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so we have 12 stunt fighters. Right. And then I guess I'm an honorary stunt fighter because I will be doing some sequences as well.
Yeah. Right.
Pretty big.
It must be good crack making music videos, is it?
Oh, it's the best. That's why I think they're so important. You know, with being somebody that's on TikTok, you know, I value TikTok as an app, but it has sort of become the death of music videos. And I think music videos are so important.
Do you get any money from TikTok?
I do get some money from TikTok, yeah. It depends on how long somebody watches your video. So for me, I think this is the universal rule, but you don't monetize until, you have to have a video that is a minute or longer. So you really have to like grasp people's attention spans.
Like talking about your ex.
Like talking about my ex. Yeah, exactly like that. That seemed to work.
Yeah. Oh, well, come on. Yeah, you got something out of it, didn't you?
Yeah. I felt like I deserved it. I think so.
Yeah. Well, listen, best luck in your Grammy ambitions and best luck with the shoot as well.
Thank you.
Happening over the coming days. So if you see a lot of goings on down the National Heritage Park, you know what's going on. And just on the National Heritage Park, it's well worth a visit if you haven't been there. Mariah Morgenstern, also known as Maya, and Michael Benson. Thanks so much for coming in. Good luck with it. That's it from us. Cormac is on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.